KP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. President Obama is leaving the door open to creative negotiations in response to Iran's demand sanctions be lifted right away as part of a nuclear deal.
The president says the timing of sanctions relief and how to snap them back in place if Iran breaches the deal will be hashed out in upcoming talks.
There are a lot of different mechanisms and ways to do that.
As he met with Italy's president, Obama told reporters his Secretary of State will seek language that satisfies core U.S. demands, but that can also be sold to hardliners in Tehran.
It'll require some creative negotiations by John Kerry and others, and I'm confident we'll be successful.
Critics don't share that confidence and say there can be no deal lifting sanctions up front. Mark Smith at the White House.
A large gas pipeline exploded into a tower of fire Friday in Central California. It happened at the Fresno County Sheriff's gun range and closed both directions of a major highway. At least 11 people were hurt. Consumer prices are edging higher.
Rising gas prices last month led to a slight increase in inflation. The Labor Department says the consumer price index rose 0.2%, matching February's pace. Prices had actually fallen in the three prior months, largely because of the plunge in oil and gas. And over the past 12 months, consumer prices are down 0.1%. Outside of gasoline, several factors suggest that inflation will likely continue to be subdued, with the strong dollar cutting the cost of imports. And average hourly wages have risen at an annual rate of just 2%. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The wife of the Florida postal worker who piloted a gyrocopter onto the U.S. Capitol lawn says her husband is a patriot. She told WFLA News Channel 8 his actions, to reportedly call attention to campaign laws, were very brave. This is AP Radio News. A new Star Wars teaser has fans cheering.
The Force won't officially awaken until December, but Star Wars fans got an early glimpse with the debut of a new teaser trailer for Star Wars The Force Awakens. The clip features the wreckage of a Star Destroyer, X-Wing battles, and a look at Harrison Ford as Han Solo. It was enough to bring this fan at the Anaheim event known as Star Wars Celebration to tears.
I did tear up when I saw Harrison Ford, but just everything. I think that shot of the Star Destroyer in the very beginning set it off for me.
Fans got a few morsels of new information, even though the film remains cloaked in secrecy. I'm Sandy Kozel.
If you're planning on buying the new Apple Watch, don't expect to walk into a store and just leave with one next week. Apple is telling stores the watch will continue to be sold only online for at least the next several weeks. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.